Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Chris Carlin joins us from Canty and Carlin, and also the voice of Rutgers football. My friend, great to have you back.
It's been too long. It's not the fall, so we don't get a chance to chat more. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's just great to have you on the show.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I got to ask you about the Celtics-Heat thing, because you've had a lot of fun with it. Miami was a impressive 7-for-45 in threes last night. Oh, mackerel.
Steve, I never played the game professionally, but I don't think that's a good number.
Yeah. You know, I have to give you credit. For a guy that never played, I think that's astute analysis.
You know, it's funny. Like, we never set out to start a war with a fan base, but it just kind of happened because you know how this is. There can be fan bases that can see things. Well, there's a segment of fans for everyone, right? That sees things the way they want to see them.
Yeah.
And we have had a lot of Heat fans that have the chip on their shoulder about not getting the respect they deserve. And I understand that when they're the number one seed in the East, but just from a talent standpoint, they're not as good. And they've been banged up. That's clear. Jimmy Butler's been banged up. He's not the same player right now.
Right.
And that's a problem. But at the same time, I just look at the Celtics and they're a deeper team with more talent to work with. The Heat have gotten some good production from some role players this year, but role players generally play well at home and they struggle on the road. And last night they didn't even play well for them at home. So I'm not planning on vacationing in South Florida anytime soon, but it's been fun more than anything just to mix it up with the fan base.
Again, to astutely understand 7-for-45 and three is not good, and then to combine that with saying, you know, I just don't think I'll vacation in Florida. Two astute moves by you.
Yeah. I like to think that I'm somewhat enlightened after all these years to recognize the situation and what's a good idea and what's not.
Yeah.
And it would strike me that maybe announcing that I was heading down to visit Florida wouldn't be the best idea.
No. I would do it in an undisclosed location. It is a big state. So Chris, I was on Sirius this morning, and they were asking me about the Big Ten schedule. Yeah, and we'll see what they want to do with it. How do you view the divisions personally, and is it any appeal to you of going to 1-14 instead?
Well, there's the personal appeal of not definitively having to face Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State every year.
Yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't mind mixing it up a little bit more. But honestly, I don't know. It doesn't bother me so much either way. Because we know what this conference is. And I understand there's an SEC bias among people, but we understand how good this conference is top to bottom and how difficult it becomes to win every week as it is. So I would not be against it, but I can't sit here and tell you I'd be campaigning for it either. I don't think it's a I don't sit here and say, well, you got to get a chance to play some more teams out west. All right, you want to play Wisconsin more? You want to play some of the other teams that are, you know, kind of building up? You want to play Iowa more? I mean, no matter where you go in the Big Ten, to me, you're going to have to play a really good team every week, even if the record doesn't necessarily show it. I hate to sound cliche, but we watch this enough to know that every week it's something or somebody that can pull a surprise out of nowhere.
Where is Greg Schiano in this rebuild?
I think on schedule, you went from 3-5 in terms of wins from year one to year two. You certainly want to take that next step forward this coming year. And I think the encouraging thing is, number one, I think they did a really nice job in the transfer portal for the offensive line. The offensive line really needed to get much better. And I think, based on what I saw in the spring, I think they're much better. They also needed some playmakers, and they got a couple at wide receiver in the portal as well. So I think that was very helpful in the short term, and the recruiting has gone pretty well. I think they're on schedule. I'm not going to sit here and tell you they're ahead of schedule. The last time around, when he was here the first time and building it up, you know, it took a while, and there's no doubting that this is a steep hill to climb, a steeper hill to climb this time around in this conference. So I think they feel pretty good about where they are, but, you know, everybody knows third year is always a big year in a program.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. To me, with COVID, third year is next year, not this upcoming year.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, I'm trying to be fair because, you know, obviously, you know, I know Greg because Greg was here. Greg was here. But yeah, what about the fan base? Are they sensing that, you know, cause we just talked about fan bases and impatience and so forth.
Yeah.
Is the fan base, they're patient about this because it is Greg?
I mean, yes and no. The thing is that certainly more patient knowing that Greg has the track record,
mm-hmm.
you know, nobody's going to bail out on that anytime soon.
Yeah.
Because they saw what happened, and it was a little bumpy those first few years. You know, it was really his fifth season that they broke through and got to a bowl game and then really started getting much better. So that was, I think people probably have an unrealistic expectation if you think they're getting, you know, to a 10 or 11 win season next year or, you know, even the year after. But I think for the most part, because it is him, you're right. He has the benefit of the doubt with that fan base. And for anybody that wants that, like if you have, you know how it is, you have a bad loss or two and everybody's getting cranky and all that. Like when there was the doubt of him not coming back, in the midst of all that drama about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, whenever it was,
right.
End of 2019. You know, there was outrage in New Jersey that this could potentially not happen. So I would just kind of turn everybody back to that. Like, remember, we've gone through this. This is not an easy thing to do. And it is particularly difficult in New Jersey. We don't make things easy. You know, we don't make things easy. So it is a landscape that he has understood how to navigate before. And I think that institutional knowledge was exceptionally important to have him coming back.
In a state that has the Giants and the Jets, we all understand. All right.
Yeah.
You don't do basketball. You're a little too busy for that along the way.
Well, but I'm at every game, though, as fans now.
Right, yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Well, for goodness sake, stop up in the booth, you knucklehead. At least say
hi. Will, but I'm lazy. You know that. Well, you're not going to go upstairs? I mean, come on. Listen, I didn't draw up the construction of the rack to put the announcer's way up.
believe me, I was up there in the 80s, for goodness sakes. I remember when they got back into the Big Ten, I looked around. They said, where are we? I said, we're probably still up. And when it ended, changed anything in there.
Nope.
But Steve Peichel, to his credit, has done a great job with that. No getting around it. Basketball's different than football. But does the impact of what he's done in basketball have any mental impact on where fans think football should be?
Mental impact on where they think it should be? No, I don't think so yet.
Okay,
no.
Good.
No, I think it's more... again, Peichel, what did it take? 4 years, 5 years to really get to that point.
Right.
So be realistic about it. And as you pointed out, like it's easier to do it in basketball if you can get guys who are coming in and are, you know, great players right away. To Steve's credit, what he really has done is developed exceptionally well.
Yes.
You know, Geo Baker was, you know, a guy that wasn't getting any recruiting love at all, and he went there and really became a terrific player. But I think that I'm always of the opinion that a rising tide lifts all boats, you know. And when Greg has made certainly plenty of trips with recruits in tow for basketball games because of what the atmosphere there becomes and has become over the last several years, again, after it was, you know, really, really good years and years and years ago, but then went into a lull for a while. So I think from that standpoint, it's going to help with all of it. And, you know, players have talked about, recruits have talked about how great it is, both basketball and football recruits.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, do you have any problems with the Warriors or the Maverick fans? Or are you, you know, are they cool with you?
I mean, at least now, I don't. I mean, you watch, though, because when I pick the Warriors for the very same reason next round to beat the Celtics because they're more talented, I probably won't be able to go to Boston anytime soon. And we open up at BC this year, so that's a problem.
Perfect. That is an issue. Well, it's in the Heights, okay?
Yeah, I guess.
A lot of people in Boston don't go to the Heights.
Yeah, so. I'm not rolling into Dorchester, that's for sure.
No. You're not doing that at all. Oh,
no.
Golly. Yeah. That's right. You guys do open at BC. I forgot about that.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. It'd be interesting. A little Penn State flavor there, too, with John McNulty's now their offensive coordinator.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, there is. Hey, it's great to have you on. A few laughs. Every time I was telling you, every time he and I talk, it's always laughs.
Oh, yeah. No question. And listen, anytime. And it's good to hear your voice.
Same here, my friend. Chris, thanks so much. The show's awesome. Everything great as always. It's always good to talk with you.
Stay with you too. Thanks, man. I appreciate you having me on.